the 2 yard line and had an opportunity to make a stop and hopefully get the ball back to, you know, 17-21 at that time. And then they went on a long drive, scored right before half. They got the ball back, scored, and we turned the ball over 3 times. And the second half was really kind of a nightmare for us. We never really got on track, never really able to do what I think we're capable of doing. So disappointed, frustrated for our guys. But in the CAA, there's not a whole lot of time for that. So you got to rev up and get ready for the next week.
I was gonna ask you about the drive before half, 98 yards that, like you said, turns the game from 21-17 to 28-17. How huge was that momentum swing?
Yeah, it was frustrating because really, I mean, we had third and I think we had third and four, and we had a tackle in the flat there. You know, we missed the tackle, and they did a great job of evading us and getting the first down. Or I think we would have, you know, would have made them punt, had the ball back. So and then after that, we had some missed coverages on some things. And they took great advantage of it. So that one was you know, irritating to watch because I felt like we were close. I felt like we were in it, and obviously could have been a completely different game had we done something different there. So to watch it unfold, to see it take place in real time, knowing that we were that close, yeah, that was frustrating.
Offensively, your guys ran the ball for 247 yards, season high. Obviously, the big run by Devin was part of that, but Tyrell Green also had a nice day. Did you feel like you were doing some of the things, and maybe it was just the turnovers that was the biggest issue offensively?
Well, turnovers killed us and penalties offensively also. I mean, we'd get a big gain, and we had an illegal chop block that, you know, got us out of that. We gave up a sack at a very costly time as well, really well-timed blitz on their part. And then, you know, the turnovers obviously don't help. I mean, we went three drives in a row, turnover through an interception, ball a foot out in front of our guy. I think he scores a touchdown. That's the difference between the game. That's how close it is. It's a game of inches. And then we turned the ball over 2 other times where we had a big play to John Dunmore and he got stripped in the open field. So those were costly, you know, you know, they did a great job. They didn't turn the ball over. So we were limited in the number of possessions we got and our possessions were shorted. So all that plays into it and they had the momentum and we didn't.
Defensively, obviously they threw the ball considerably more than they've thrown it all season long, but they controlled the ball for 21 minutes there in the second half, which certainly didn't help your ability to come back. What were they able to do to be able to hold it for that long?
Yeah, they did a great job on third down again. I think they had 3 or 4 third down conversions in a row where they dumped the ball to the back or threw the ball to the flat, one of the two. We had a person close to be able to make the tackle, and they ran out of the tackle. We missed the tackle. So they just did a great job of converting on third down early. We got, I think, all 4 of those drives, Rob, we got them into 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, and had an opportunity to tackle them, but we didn't. And so they got the momentum going. One of those sprung for a really big play. And then they were just able to, you know, dink and dunk us a little bit and mixed it up really well. Again, credit to them. I thought they used the bye week extremely well. I thought they did a great job of mixing up what they were calling, how they were doing it. And, you know, really kept the ball for a long time. Obviously, us turning the ball over 3 times, us not being great on third down, that obviously also helped in their time of possession. You know, they were coming in, I think, averaging about 33 a game, you know, time of possession. They were doing a really good job of controlling that. We knew we'd have to counter that. And unfortunately, we were unable to.
One of the guys on defensively, and I hope I don't butcher your name, but John Gioia. 11 tackles in that game to lead your defense. Just talk about the day that he had.
Oh, John was flying around. He was all over the place all day long. We needed him to be. Again, you know, when you prepare for them up till this game, I think, you know, now that they've played us the way they played us, other people will have a little more opportunity to see some of the things that they're capable of doing. But up till our game, I mean, they were very run focused. They were, again, they ran the ball more than anybody in the conference. So to, you know, be surprised that they came out and threw the ball as much as they did, It was a little different. Still got to prepare for that, which we did. I thought their RPO game was pretty good, prior to our game, but they obviously did a very nice job with it. John's been a great leader of our team. I think he missed the first couple of weeks with an injury, but since he's been back, he has really been a guy that has kept us, together on the defense. And those all the calls, make sure guys are lined up right, does a fantastic job leading the defense, and so really puts himself in position to make those tackles. I think he feeds off our D line really well. He's a transfer in guy that we're thrilled to have for his last season.
Your defense faced another pretty stiff test this Saturday against the number one offense in all of FCS in Monmouth. As you've started to study them, what impresses you about all the things that they can do offensively?
Yeah, they've just got weapons across the board. Very impressive, the skill set that they have on offense. Their quarterback's doing a great job of distributing the ball. He's not afraid to go deep. He's not afraid to pull the RPO and throw it. They get it out there about as well as anybody I've seen. Their running backs are extremely difficult to bring down. I think the O-line's gelling. There's a reason they're putting up the numbers that they are on offense, because I think it's a really, really good unit. They do a great job. They're in sync. Anytime there's an RPO going on, they're all dialed in. O-line's doing it the right way, and the wide receivers are, looking for the voids, looking for the holes, whether they're running a slant, a go, an out, whatever they're doing. All those guys are doing it really well. And again, he gets the ball out very quickly, and he gets the ball out on time. Tough to get to him. So you better have great coverage.
Maybe you may just a key or two for your team to have success and come out with a win in that game.
Yeah, I think we gotta play much better than we did Saturday. I think we've shown that we have the ability to play really good football. For whatever reason on Saturday, we were not very good. And so, the challenge now, and it's every week in the CAA. I mean, you're going to get somebody's best. You're going to get a great team. There are no opportunities to say, okay, we got this. So going in, being challenged by, a great offense, and being challenged by a great team, hopefully gives us the inspiration we need to go out and play the way we're capable of.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for the time this afternoon and